Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. So blessed to have you with me again today, and I'm so thankful that the Lord is teaching you through His Word. If you perhaps are coming across this podcast for the first time, there's a lot of other ones that are out there on different books of the Bible. I encourage you to look at the wordfortodaywithray.com. In the podcast section, you can see the verses that I've recorded, as well as all the writings on a lot of the Bible. So I'm continuing to work on that, and we always like to go to the Lord in prayer and ask Him to bless our time, even as we study the Word of God together. Let's pray, if you will. Heavenly Father, we thank You for this book of Colossians. You're teaching us so much about You and Your Son Jesus and Your ways that You want us to be in this world. And I thank You for inspiring Paul the Apostle through Your Holy Spirit. You guided him into all truth, and I pray You'll do the same for us and that You'll empower us to live according to that truth so that our ways and how we act in this world will be pleasing to You. We bless You. We thank You today for Your Word. We do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Paul Writes to Servants. It's taken from the book of Colossians, chapter 3, and verse 22. As Paul the Apostle continued to address the need for unity and cohesion within the church at Colossae, he began to work with a specific people group, or with specific people groups within the church. He wrote to wives, husbands, children, and fathers. And in chapter 3 and verse 22 of his letter to them, Paul turned his attention to the servants who were among them. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. The verse begins, servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh. Paul began with the word servants, which is the Greek word doulos, which means a slave, a bondman, man of servile condition. We might better know them as employees today, and his directive to them is to obey or listen to, hearken to, and submit to them in all things, which means each, every, any, and all things, whether individually or collectively, your masters, which refers to one to whom a person or thing belongs, a possessor or disposer of something, or one who has respect, honor, and the power of deciding. They were to obey them according to the flesh, which means down from, throughout, and according to, and toward the natural things of the body. The idea was for servants to be in subjection to their masters in all things which employ their bodies for their care. The verse continues, not with eye service, as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. Paul added a specific way servants are not to be when he wrote, not with eye service, or with service performed only under the master's eye, or which renders sluggish in his absence. He goes on to add, as men pleasers, which are people who study to please men or count the favor of men. Paul went on to give the way these servants should be when he wrote, but in singleness of heart, or simplicity, sincerity, mental honesty, the virtue of one who is free from pretense and hypocrisy. These are those who are not self-seeking and have openness of heart manifesting itself in generosity. And servants were to obey their masters in this manner with the understanding that they were fearing God or reverencing and respecting God when they did so. As we think upon these words of Paul, let us consider behavior in the workplace. Paul's idea was for the church members of Colossae to dwell in unity. And as he addressed the servants and their role toward their masters, certainly this could have been an area of contention. As servants or employees, the key to understanding this verse is to remember who our true master or boss is. When we work as unto the Lord and not just for our bosses, we will not be slighting Him in His absence or making ourselves look good only in His presence. We will understand that we are always in the Lord's presence, and there should never be a time when we do not give or provide our best. May the Lord Jesus help us to know and understand that when we work, we do so as unto God and not only unto men. Next time, Paul tells the Colossians they should do everything as unto the Lord. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.